محمد والعبد العزيز 409,000.
Mauritania's Interior Ministry says former General Mohamed Ould Abdelaziz won 52% of the vote, making last year's coup leader this year's civilian president, without a second round of voting, in which his political opponents had vowed to unite against him. Those opponents are rejecting what they call an electoral coup d'etat. Ahmed Ould Sidi Baba is vice president of the political party that was toppled in the Aziz coup.
Je confirme que le front continue dans les positions qui sont les siennes.
Baba says the electoral results are fraudulent and the opposition National Front for the Defense of Democracy is considering all available options to challenge the outcome. Arab electoral observers report several irregularities, including partisan electoral officials and security forces inside polling stations. But the preliminary report from the Arab Democracy Foundation says it does not believe any of those irregularities affected the overall result. Mohamed Ould Maloud disagrees. He leads one of the political parties in the National Front coalition and says campaign staff found vast manipulation of the result after a close analysis of the returns. Maloud says Senegalese were brought across the border to vote in Mauritania. He says the army unduly influenced many voters, and members of Aziz's former ruling council openly campaigned for him in direct violation of a power-sharing deal. In his victory speech late Sunday, Aziz said opponents should take their complaints to the Constitutional Council. He says he's not concerned about those allegations because he was not in power during Saturday's vote and was simply a candidate like all the others. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Nouakchott.